This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
We all experience anxiety from time to time. Everyday anxiety is generally occasional, mild, and brief. But some people begin to experience anxiety that occurs frequently, is more intense and lasts longer, up to hours or even days. Unfortunately, anxiety disorders are common. Research shows that up to 1 in 4 adults has an anxiety disorder sometime in their life, and that 1 person in 10 is likely to have had an anxiety disorder in the past year.
Helena Green is a practitioner of EFT, that stands for Emotional Freedom Techniques. She's a counselor who specializes in anxiety treatment, and Helena Green joins us today in the studio. Welcome to People First Radio.
Thank you, Kevin.
Helena, at what point do people generally realize that they can't manage anxiety on their own?
Well, after the problem has started. It's like oftentimes, I don't know about you, but especially in this day and age, you're really stretched with different demands on you. And by the time you realize that you are pushing past something, keeping it background, you're already putting a considerable amount of time and effort into that.
I imagine there can be some unhealthy attempts at managing anxiety, too. I'm thinking of things like substance use or drinking too heavily. What have you seen or heard in that area?
Definitely addictions are one way to silence the pain. The bottom line is feelings that are buried alive never die. That's kind of a lot of what's happening in the background. And there are different, you know, ways to silence the pain. So whether it's, you know, staying really busy or addictions. Staying busy is a really big coping device.
Work addiction is a concept that is has a basis in reality.
Right. And in treating anxiety, oftentimes we deal with things like time management, or even procrastination is another dimension of keeping either really busy or putting it off. It's still a dimension of what we're looking at.
What is an anxiety disorder? That's a kind of it's like a label almost, but what does it really mean?
Okay. Well, just to give you a little bit of an orientation, there's a difference between normal levels of emotion that are in response to your environment, whatever the event is. If it's normal, emotions are normal. If it's when it's stuck or prolonged that you end up having a disorder. Anxiety, there's a difference between that and fear. Anxiety is more generalized, it's future-oriented, and whereas fear is more immediate and like in your face. So there has to do with that time and events. The kinds of anxiety that are showing up a lot in my practice is social anxiety. And these are the different kinds of, when it becomes really stuck, you start getting into these anxiety disorders. So there's panic attacks. That's the, you know, overwhelming terror that comes without any notice, and it's frequent. Social anxiety is happening, as I'm saying, just people are feeling judged, and they're worried, and they're uncomfortable in public. That seems to be on the rise. And phobias, of course, that's just fear for particular either objects or situations. And then there's generalized anxiety disorder, another thing that I'm seeing on the rise. And that is just, you know, it's out of sync. You're feeling stressed, tense, worried about things in general.
Helena, what types of techniques and approaches do you use in working with someone who is having difficulty managing their anxiety?
Yeah. Well, I think before any specific tool and strategy is involved, and there are many, I've got not only the calming self-regulation strategies, but also that what I call gracious gift of EFT, which I'll talk about in a moment. But the first step is awareness. You were saying before about how, you know, people realize that they have anxiety well after it's already started. So that's part of the first stepping stone is awareness, knowing what's happening in your body, getting in touch with your body, getting in touch with your psyche, and understanding what the causes are. And oftentimes in a disorder, we're talking about childhood. So that's where we end up going. Yeah.
Now, EFT, Emotional Freedom Techniques. It's considered an alternative approach, an alternative practice. You are specifically trained in that area. How does that practice assist people?
Okay, over and above the self-regulation strategies, that's the basic ABCs in coping, okay? Mm-hmm. So I need to digress for just a moment. The self-regulation strategies include things like a very specific way of breathing, a progressive relaxation, I call it letting go. There's meditation, prayer, distraction, all different ways to get out of your head and into your body. Mm-hmm. Another powerful way of coping, part of your, quote, power pack, I call it. It's less gendered than toolbox, is EFT. And that's the emotional freedom technique, and that's exactly what it means. Emotional freedom from limiting beliefs, all kinds of limiting beliefs. It's so exciting. I feel like, you know, when the student is ready, the teacher appears, mm-hmm. and I've discovered EFT, and it's quite exciting.
So what happens in EFT?
With EFT, it is... it's a merging of traditional Chinese medicine and modern Western psychology. So that's CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy.
Yeah.
And you use the meridians that are closest to the surface of the skin to tap into where the disconnect is, which ironically is not in the mind. The deep stuff is lodged in the body. Mm-hmm. And so that's where we go to the source. And what is exciting about it is it circumvents or gets past the subconscious. Because significantly, when I'm working with people with anxiety, we need to deal with psychological reversals or psychological blocks. And like, good luck getting mm-hmm. past your subconscious, because it's working very hard. It's scientifically, it's the amygdala, along with the hippocampus and the polyvagal braking system. It's all very scientific, what's actually happening in the background. But that's all at work when you're dealing with anxiety that triggers the same kind of memories and the same aspects, dimensions of the memory. And you're trying to heal, but your amygdala is hard at work in keeping that, what they call trauma capsule, safe and not let it come to the surface. So the challenge for me as a counselor is to, you know, work away layer by layer to get to those deep memories that are associated with limiting beliefs. It may not have anything to do with what is real or not real. It is a perceived threat. Mm. And so EFT works through the body, connects the mind, body, and spirit, and helps release those trapped memories.
I've met people who have shared the following types of stories with me, and that is that during the practice of yoga, for example, physical hatha yoga, that they have also encountered a situation in which they suddenly somehow released something physically that was really a mental, emotional structure lodged in the body, just as you're describing.
Yes, yes. Well, as we become more sophisticated in the treatment of disease in general, athletes, doctors, I'm talking to different physicians. I work with the IHN, for example, Integrated Health Network, a very forward-thinking a branch of VHA, now called Integrated Health. And they acknowledge that the body is, you know, we're integrated beings, mind, body, spirit. So working with distraction, anything, movement, yes, that is, that's like when you think about the ducks. Mm-hmm. Ducks having a fight. After they finish fighting, they kind of do this little shaking off their feathers. That's the excess, quote, energy mm-hmm. build up, right? And they're just getting rid of it. They're releasing it, and then they're calm. There's no residual, you know, bad feelings, as it were. So it's acknowledging, getting into the body, that's where a lot of that healing begins.
Now, you offer a weekly program that for people that need help managing anxiety on a seasonal basis, and you're going to be starting one in a couple of weeks. Tell us more about that. I think it's called an anxiety-free power circle.
That's right. So
how do they operate?
Well, I've taken what I consider to be some key pillars in what is effective in dealing with anxiety, not only the surface stuff, but the deeper issues. So for people who are suffering from those day-to-day anxiety, I want to bring something that they can use as tools beyond the awareness. The first step for sure is the awareness again, and then we build on the strategies. The pillars in creating that healing coping environment is, number one, the sharing and brainstorming. That's tapping into the punch and power of community. Mm-hmm. And I can't tell you how important that is. We are social beings. Second, of course, we're used to doing the same old, same old. You need something new in the cycle to be able to make change. So I introduced what I call brain food, which is psychoeducational material for new information. Those are the unhelpful thinking habits. That's the awareness piece, as well as the self-regulation strategies for trigger responses. That's the actual tools, and as well as EFT. The EFT part is a big dimension of that deeper kind of tool, again, for your power pack.
How long does the group run for?
It's 5 weeks. It starts at 7 p.m. on Monday, January 26th. It's happening at Nanaimo Family Life Building, which is at 1070 Townsite Road. You do need to pre-register. And I've had some really great responses, and I'm really excited about this go-round, because I'm looking more specifically at the type of things that keep coming up, like procrastination, mm-hmm. Overthinking, time management. It's like you're getting four courses in one. You've got the time management, you've got the EFT, learning that powerful technique, as well as, you know, just in general, how to deal with your anxiety.
Yeah, excellent. So the anxiety-free power circle begins on, once again, the date?
January 26th.
January 26th. What day of the week is that?
That's Monday.
That's a
so
Monday.
It's going to be five consecutive Mondays. So it's okay. The last Monday in January, as well as all Mondays in February.
Okay.
That's going to be the winter program.
Yes. And you must pre-register for this. And we're going to share your website address in a second, but you can mention it right now if you want to.
Yes, it's Counseling for the Health of It. And the anxiety-free power circles are on there, as well as a page on anxiety. And certainly the contact page is there. And there's a face plant page as well.
Okay. Helena Green, thank you very much for coming in to join us.
My pleasure, Kevin. Thank you.
Helena Green is a practitioner of emotional freedom techniques and a counselor who specializes in anxiety treatment. You can find her online at counselingforthehealthofit.com.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.